A year ago, Governor Ned Lamont ordered all schools around the state to shut down as the coronavirus pandemic threatened Connecticut. With little known about the virus at the time, the closure was expected to last only about 2 weeks. But as Camila Vallejo reports, it was just the start of a long year for educators and students reinventing what it means to be in school.
Cherie Baldwin-Muhammad is a kindergarten teacher at New Beginnings Family in Bridgeport. She's one of many across the world who was thrown into disarray when teaching went virtual.
You have to be animated anyway when you're teaching kindergarten, but you have to be extra animated, and then it's really hard to get the attention of the kids, especially on the computer, because they're only five. So they want to play with their toys. They want to show us their dog. Their attention span is very low. So it's been very challenging to teach kindergarten this year.
Muhammad's teaching experience during COVID isn't unique. Teachers have had to get creative, all while adding video conferencing experts to their job description, as was the case for Claudia Tenaglia, a middle school teacher in Hartford. She's had to prepare lessons for students who are both in person and remote.
I think this is really one of the few professions where we have really turned around what we've done. I have to make everything, computer friendly. And so that takes a lot of extra time and planning and prep on top of already being on all day. So, yeah, I'm exhausted.
While both Tenaglia and Muhammad have managed within the last year, it hasn't been without some doubts, Muhammad said.
There's a lot of teacher burnout. I've talked to several teachers that have been teaching a long time that are thinking that maybe this year will be the year they retire, including myself.
Dr. David Basso teaches social studies at Berlin High School. He was Connecticut's Teacher of the Year in 2012 and said teaching for him is a lot like juggling.
And this year it feels like, there's a chainsaw in there and there's a bowling ball in there and there's a raw egg in there and you've got to keep them all aloft. As people, learn more about what teachers are going through this year, really what the driving force behind that is what it's always been. And that's been our students, our kids.
All three teachers were guests on Connecticut Public Radio's Where We Live. Camila Vallejo, Connecticut Public Radio.